It's Friday the 13th of June, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Israel's overnight strikes on Tehran have killed Iran's top military commanders and nuclear scientists, escalating tensions in the Middle East. Namibia has warned of global economic impacts as international responses continue to develop. Here's the executive director in the Ministry of International Relations and Trade, Penda Nanda, with more.
It will impact us in one way or another. Whatever happens in one section of the world will affect us because markets are interlinked. We are trading across the world, and the world is also trading with us. And when the markets are affected, we are also affected. And it will affect our commodities, it will affect our pocket. So we are not free from what is happening to other countries. As such, we should not look at them, rejoice, and say it's far from us. It's never far from us. What is happening across the world cannot be isolated from what is happening around us.
Meanwhile, Iran's armed forces have warned that Israel and the U.S. will pay dearly for the strikes on its nuclear facilities. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed that America was not involved in the attack, but Iran's foreign ministry says such acts of aggression by Israel could not have occurred without coordination and authorization from the United States. Back home, Health Minister Esperance Luvindao is pushing for digital health services to improve healthcare access, especially in rural areas. The move will help address the country's uneven health infrastructure and transform healthcare delivery. Managing Director at Green Enterprise Solutions, Kehard Snedevel, comments on the news.
The three pillars that healthcare looks at: access to care, affordability, and quality of care. And it's really to use technology as an enabler to strengthen all these pillars. We can't just look at government to solve this problem. It's a partnership. The private sector must also be part of this journey. More than 90% of the population looks at the government. So if there can be a public-private partnership, so we collaborate to make sure that we can improve healthcare in general. What about taking healthcare to each and every individual through technology? There's various ways of using e-health to strengthen and improve quality of care.
To South Africa, where trade union Solidarity has renewed its calls for government to scrap broad-based black economic empowerment policies as the country prepares to host the G20 summit in November. Solidarity's Tiens Dubison.
Over the last 20 years, the size of the economy would have doubled instead of growing by a meager 30%. Also, 3.8 million jobs were never created, of which at least 3.2 million would have been to black people. This policy benefits no one except for a few politically connected elites and must be stopped immediately.
And the global gender gap is closing faster, now at 68.8%, but full equality is still 123 years away, according to the World Economic Forum. Women lead men in higher education, but struggle to reach senior leadership, holding less than one-third of top management positions, even among the highly educated. Iceland remains the world's leader in gender equality for the 16th year running. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.